Okay, get this right. We're about to dive into like the coolest thing, art restoration. I mean, who doesn't love a good art mystery, am I right?
It's a fascinating field.
Total mystery. So today we're gonna get seriously up close and personal with some masterpieces.
Okay.
Like, how do these art whisperers, you know, the conservators, how do they even find those teeny tiny flaws in these like crazy old pieces? We're talking centuries old.
Yeah, it's a really interesting blend of like traditional knowledge and then these just super cutting edge techniques.
Right, because like I'm picturing what? A magnifying glass and a paintbrush?
Well, for a long time, conservators have relied on this method called auscultation.
Auscultation.
Basically, think of it like a doctor listening to your lungs, but instead of a stethoscope.
They're listening to a painting.
Exactly.
What, with their ear to the canvas?
Well, not quite. They gently, and I mean gently, tap on the surface and listen to the sounds.
Well, hold on. Okay, so they're like tapping and listening. That's how they find the problem
Pretty
areas.
amazing, right? Like a hollow sound versus a solid sound can indicate like an area of detachment, maybe between the paint layers or even something going on with the canvas underneath.
That's wild. But how do they like know the difference in those sounds? You have to have what, superhuman hearing or something?
You know, it does take years of experience,
Years.
years to develop that kind of ear. But even then, it's still subjective. You know, what one conservator hears might be totally different from what another one hears.
Ah, okay, so that's where our deep dive comes in, right?
Precisely.
We've got our hands on some research about this new device called, wait for it, PICUS.
PICUS,
Get it.
like a woodpecker.
Exactly.
It's all about taking that the human touch, the auscultation, and combining it with like 21st century technology.
So it's like giving these conservators like a superpower, right?
It's pretty close. I mean, think about it. We're talking about taking something that used to be completely subjective, you know, based on a conservator's individual hearing interpretation, and turning it into objective, measurable data.
So instead of just like, that sounds cut off, they get like a full report.
Exactly. PSEUS gives them this incredibly detailed picture of what's happening beneath the surface of the artwork.
Sign me up. Okay, but how? How does it actually work? It's not like it's got a little stethoscope, right?
So picture this. You're a conservator, right? And you've got this like centuries-old painting in front of you.
Okay, I'm with you.
And you know there could be like all sorts of hidden dangers, right? Like weak points, detachments, things you can't even see with the naked eye.
Right, like ticking time bombs.
Exactly. And before, all you had was like your experience, your intuition.
Then a really good ear.
Right. But now, imagine you've got this tool, PICUS, and it's like suddenly you've got X-ray vision.
Okay, I like where this is going. So PACUS is like the art world's X-ray machine.
In a way, yeah, it gives conservators this like incredibly detailed map of the painting's internal structure.
So they know exactly where the problem areas are, even if they're like hidden beneath layers of paint.
Exactly. We're talking size, shape, depth. PICUS maps it all out.
Wow, that's got to be a game changer for how they approach conservation. Like, no more guessing games.
Yeah.
No more guessing games. They can target their interventions with like surgical precision, which is crucial, especially when you're dealing with, you know, priceless and often fragile works of art.
Speaking of fragile, I do have one, well, not a concern, but a question. I mean, we are talking about tapping on these delicate surfaces, right?
Right. And that's where the design of PICUS gets really interesting.
Okay, because I'm imagining like a tiny little hammer and I'm getting nervous.
Okay, so remember how we talked about those sensors, the ones that pick up the sound waves?
Yeah.
Well, PICUS actually has two different types of probes. One's a contact probe, which is, like you imagined, the little hammer.
Okay.
But for super delicate pieces, there's a non-contact probe.
Wait, hold on. No contact at all.
None. It uses like
Yes.
focused sound waves. Think of it like sonic beams.
Sonic beams. So it's analyzing the artwork without like ever actually touching it.
Exactly. Which opens up a whole world of possibilities, right? We're
Yeah.
talking about being able to analyze ancient textiles, super delicate paintings on silk, even old manuscripts, all without risking any damage.
That's amazing. It's like this technology is like pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible in art
It
conservation.
really is. And the coolest part, this is just the beginning.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah. The research hinted at all sorts of other applications for this technology, not just for art.
Like what?
Well, think about it. PICUS is basically using sound
Yeah.
to see what's hidden beneath the surface,
All
right?
right.
So they were saying this could be huge for like historical buildings. Like, imagine using sound waves to check the structural integrity of a building.
Instead of just, like, eyeballing it and hoping for the best.
Exactly. We could potentially identify weak points, cracks, things like that, long before they become major problems.
That's incredible. I mean, talk about preserving history. What else did they mention?
Oh, they also mentioned using it in archaeology.
Archaeology. Okay, so we're talking like Indiana Jones with sonic superpowers.
Pretty much. And imagine like mapping out buried structures without even having to dig.
No more shovels and tiny brushes. Just like pure sound wave magic.
Exactly. They could pinpoint the location of artifacts, map out entire settlements, all without disturbing the site.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. It's like this technology is like a bridge between, what, art and science and history.
It really is. And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me in this research was the emphasis on collaboration.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that, too. They weren't just like, we made this cool thing, bye. They're actually working with conservators, right?
Big time. They're holding workshops, developing training programs, all to make sure conservators can actually use this technology effectively.
Which makes sense, because what good is a fancy tool if nobody knows how to use it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't just want to create PICUS. They wanted to create a whole community around it.
A community dedicated to, what, preserving art for future generations?
That's it. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, too. They're already working with a manufacturer to make PICUS widely available.
Really? So it's not just going to be stuck in some lab somewhere?
Nope. They want to get it into the hands of as many conservators as possible, big museums, small museums, all over the world.
Wow. Talk about a game changer. I mean, this could be huge for, like, smaller institutions that don't have the budget for, you know, all the fancy equipment.
Totally. It's like democratizing art conservation, making it accessible to everyone.
I love that. It's like we're all part of this giant team, right? Uh-huh. Working together to save these incredible pieces of history.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what's so inspiring about all this. It's like, yeah, technology is cool and all.
It's really about people, right?
It's about people coming together, using their passion, their creativity, their ingenuity to make sure these masterpieces are around for centuries to come.
It's like, those artists, they poured their heart and soul into these works of art, and now, centuries later,
we're doing our part to keep their legacy alive.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we've just about covered it. We've taken a deep, deep dive into the fascinating world of art conservation and this game-changing technology, PICUS.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.
Likewise. And for anyone listening, who knows, maybe one day you'll be strolling through a museum and see a piece of art that was saved by, wait for it, the sound of a tap. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll catch you on the flip side of this fascinating world.